Well, Lindsay L is back to hosting Canada's Got Talent begins tomorrow night on City TV. She joins me this morning. Good morning, and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
We are doing so good, and we are excited for this new season. You started hosting the show back in 2021. I believe it was during the second season. What is it that you love about this show and about hosting it?
You know, I've always thought that Canada needed a show like CGT. We have so many talented Canadians across the country. You know, when you look at the comedians and the musicians and the actors and actresses that have come from Canada, we have so many talented human beings. And it's about time that we needed a show to showcase all of those amazing Canadians. And I love that we can give the spotlight to acrobats and magicians and musicians who are ready for the world to see what they can do. It's just so fulfilling and so amazing to be able to be like, how did you just do that? That's incredible.
Well, how do you prepare for each episode? Like, walk us through it. Do you have to do anything to get ready to be a host?
The best part about every episode is you never know what's going to happen. So you just kind of got to be prepared for anything, as crazy as that sounds. The thing I need to prepare for the most, actually, is keeping the judges in line. You know, from Howie, Lily, Trish, Cardi. Like, it is my main job to make sure they show up on time and they don't fool around too much. And it's a big job, I do got to say.
I feel it would be like herding cats in a bag.
It truly is like herding cats, especially Howie.
Do you get to spend much time with each of the contestants before they audition?
I do. It's probably my favorite part of my job as being host. I'm the last one they talk to before they go out on stage, and I'm the first one they talk to when they come off stage. So it also is the hardest part of my job, because sometimes if they're very exciting, it's all celebration. It's like really getting them prepared in the right mindset. And when they come off, if they did a really good job, it is high fives and hugs and usually celebrating with their family if they're there. But if it didn't go like they wanted it to, it's usually pretty difficult to be the first one they talk to. Maybe they got buzzed off and I am the first one they walk off stage to. And so I really have had to just work on my consoling skills. And you know, I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to go through a performance and maybe not have it go the way you wanted it to. So I feel like I can really meet them at that level sometimes and hopefully coach them through that, okay, this is just a step along the journey.
Were there any contestants from the past seasons that have really left a lasting impression on you?
Oh my gosh, so many. It's crazy because, you know, in auditions, not all the auditions make the TV show. So we probably see 120 auditions, sometimes more. And so you're just seeing so many acts and so many incredible acts and meeting so many amazing people. It's really cool for me to especially see the younger contestants who usually are not nervous whatsoever. You know, they just show up and they're like, cool, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to do my thing. And it's crazy, as we get older in life, maybe we just learn more about all of the things that could go wrong or something. And normally as you get older, you get more nervous, which is kind of wild. So a lot of my favorite acts or more memorable acts have been the kids who are just so confident and so aware of what they can do and just go out on stage and are so themselves. And I'm like, okay. We have to learn how to channel more of that.
I was going to say, they must give you like a new way of looking at things then.
Yeah, because they're just so in the rhythm. And it's like, okay, if you're 6 years old and you can just do your thing as naturally and as smoothly as possible, then I think we all have something we can learn from you.
I know you can't say much, but are there some hints or some names or something you want us to watch out for?
Okay, well, I cannot give away too much, but I will say you will see things that you have never, ever seen before. Specifically,
ooh,
my golden buzzer is potentially something that people have never seen. And I just remember watching the performance being like, what is happening? This is wild. I was crying. So this season, I mean, it's a million-dollar season, thanks to Rogers. So mm-hmm. We really stepped it up. Everybody has stepped it up, and mostly the contestants have stepped it up with what they're bringing. So it's definitely going to be a season that you are not going to want to miss.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thanks so much, Anna. It's so great to talk to you.